The Justice Department estimates nearly one of every six prison inmates has a history of mental illness. Many of them have gone to jail, at least initially, for minor offenses. Yesterday, a coalition of law enforcement officials and mental health advocates presented a set of recommendations to the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're aimed at reducing the incarceration of the mentally ill. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports from the Capitol.
The committee heard from a veteran corrections officer. One fact in his testimony seemed unbelievable. Captain John Cassese of the Monroe County Jail in Rochester, New York, told lawmakers his jail is the largest mental health institution in his county. The same is true for jails in Los Angeles County and New York City. The mentally ill are increasingly housed in jails and prisons. Cassese asked the senators to consider the case of one young man who arrived at his jail. The young man had a history of mental illness and had been taking several medications. One night, he had become unstable and started giving his mother a hard time, verbally harassing her.
The mother was frightened, so she called 911. The police knew the emergency room would not provide prolonged care, so they brought him to jail. We placed him in a single cell on a 24-hour suicide watch.
Jail is the wrong place for this offender, Cassese argues. Corrections officers are trained to incarcerate offenders, not to hospitalize sick people. He says assigning guards to monitor individual inmates not only drains resources, it's also a poor substitute for psychiatric help. Mary Lou Sutters is the Commissioner of Mental Health for the state of Massachusetts. She told lawmakers the case of the young mentally ill man illustrates the shortcomings of mental health care in the country. She argues the mother of that young man should have had an alternative to calling the police.
The call she should have been able to have made was to a local mental health emergency services team. And what happened is we don't have enough of those teams available in the country. So instead, her only recourse is to call police, call 911.
Sutters has worked together with more than 100 state and local officials on a comprehensive blueprint for improving the treatment of mentally ill offenders in the judicial system. She told lawmakers the first recommendation is to improve collaborations between the mental health and criminal justice systems. For instance, correction officers should be able to immediately tap a clinician's expertise when trying to evaluate an inmate. The second recommendation is to improve training for police and correction officers so they can quickly identify the signs and symptoms of mental illness. The report documents success stories from cities and counties around the country where these steps have already been taken. Ken Mayfield is a city commissioner in Dallas, Texas. He told the Judiciary Committee that it's in the best economic interest of cities and counties to invest in mental health services that can keep mentally ill offenders from going to prison.
What the public needs to understand about this population is not just that they will significantly benefit from a system of comprehensive services, including housing, health, and human services, but also that it would be less expensive and more effective in the long term.
Lawmakers will now review the panel's recommendations. Advocates of reform have no illusions about a short-term windfall of federal funding, but they hope Congress will make the Departments of Justice and Health and Human Services cooperate in developing a model for treating the mentally ill who fall into the justice system. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.